This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming to you live for the Built Ford Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the fans, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are in the free Odyssey app, good Thursday morning, the morning of Game 5. Knicks and Pacers, the Thunder are in the NBA Finals. They await the winner of the Eastern Conference Finals. That team looks like a juggernaut right now. You also had the Florida Panthers move on to the Stanley Cup Finals, so we're moving and grooving, and teams are moving on to these championship series. The New York Yankees are on fire. They are not boring at all. They are winning games. Their pitching is good. Didn't have the hitting last night, but they've had the offense for the entire year, and the Mets drop one to the White Sox, and the Juan Soto stuff once again is bubbling up as some boos were heard as the runners in scoring position thing is still going on. Him not really being himself is still going on. So if the Knicks lose tonight, welcome back to New York Sports Juan Soto, because you're the microscope's going to be back on you, JS. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, G. And I watched some of this yesterday, and I heard the boos and everything else. And I just have to say that it is so predictable that something like this is going to happen.
And to the Mets, you're saying?
Yeah, to the Mets. Yeah. I mean, it just happens. And I know that we've been around here for a long time, and we've watched and waited for guys to come out of their slumps, and eventually they do. I mean, you know, Pete Alonso had a terrible year last year, but had a huge home run in the playoffs and then came back and get off to a great start this year. Francisco Lindor was terrible the first part of the season. Remember when Javi Baez got here and that mess and the anger that was, and the vitriol that was thrown towards Lindor and Baez and everybody else. I mean, it was crazy. But, you know, Juan Soto's going through it right now. And there's really nothing he can do other than become productive. There's nothing he can say. I'll tell you one thing he can do. The one thing that he can do is that when he is playing baseball, look like you care. Look like it means something to you.
Yeah.
And show, the hustle that is required to earn the fans' respect. Because fans know, baseball fans around here are great baseball fans. They know the sport, they know what they're watching, and they know that he's a great player that's going through it right now. But the only thing that he can do to make it worse is he looks like he's playing lazy in the field or coming out of the dugout late or kind of meandering out of the batter's box after what he thinks is going to be a hit or a home run. Those are the things that just kind of exacerbate all the problems that he's probably dealing with right now. And we've been down this road with a ton of athletes in this town. We know what it's like, but I also know that he's just too good not to think that somewhere along the line he is going to just absolutely explode. And he'll probably end up carrying the team for a couple of weeks.
Well, I mean, he has to, and if he doesn't, and this is had the, what he's done so far in April and May projects out to the end of the season, that is going to be really ugly. And you see some of the big Dominican stars coming out in his defense. We talked about Pedro Martinez last week, talking about how there's a human in there and how we need to think about that when Juan Soto was going through stuff. You had David Ortiz
just yesterday come out and say that the expectation for Juan Soto are all out of whack, and he hit free agency. Well, I actually think he has a point, but it's something that you had said for a while leading up to it, is you'd never pay him that money. He's not the best player in baseball. He's not a five-tool guy. And Ortiz is saying the same thing. It's that there's a lot of people that see that he's the highest-paid player in baseball and think that he's going to be Barry Bonds when Barry Bonds had a giant head and hit 73 home runs. And that's not who he is. So there is some of that going on, but he's still way below where he should be in certain offensive categories. And I don't know. I mean, there is something about the, I don't want to use the word laziness, but there's his flair is not there. That energy is not there that we came to be used to seeing last year when he was in Yankees uniform. And I don't know if there's something personal going on in his life. I'm not sure. There hasn't been any reporting on it. But that is one thing. Like, forget about the numbers and the war and the OPS and all of that. It's a demeanor thing that I think is the most frustrating to fans.
But it's $750 million.
Exactly.
It's private jets for his family. It's a suite for his family.
The happiest he's ever been in his life.
I mean, at the end of the day, Steve Cohen bent over backwards and gave him and Scott Boras everything that he demanded and wanted. Something that the Yankees were not going to do. And this performance thus far, under the guise of everything that has gone his way and where he ends up on the salary structure, is going to bring an enormous amount of pressure. He's got to know that, and he's a great player, and he's going to have to deal with it. I mean, there's no other way around it. I mean, everything that he has gotten from the Mets, it made the Mets look like they were completely and utterly, like, all in, and they had to have him, and that they were going to go to whatever degree it took to get him. And they did. And I mean, in all the little perks that he has gotten, I mean, they're out there now.
Big perks.
And I mean, like, it's not a joke, man. This is like, this guy is potentially a billion-dollar baseball player. And that's why, you know, the people who spend the amount of money that they do on tickets don't want to see a guy that it doesn't seem like he's given 100%, or the flair is gone. The flair should be there. 100% attitude should be there. And I totally understand why he is receiving the criticism he's getting. I totally get it. But I also know that he's a guy that in a moment's notice can go on a 2 to 3 week run and carry this baseball team and show how he can be one of the best hitters in baseball.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be an either-or thing, which is sort of what you're getting right now. You're getting the people that are saying, oh, he's a total bust, and you're getting the other side saying, ah, he's going to break out of it. I mean, both things can exist at the same time. That at the end of the season, people can expect the numbers that he normally has, but right now he's just not good. You can't excuse any of this away at this point. It's two full months of the season, and enough with the excuses. And I know Carlos Mendoza can't come out and just... He did once criticize him and said, we got to talk about that when he didn't run out the ball that went off the Green Monster. He did say that. But like something like yesterday...
Did you hear what Carlos Mendoza said after the game?
I'm about to read it now. Gosh. So honestly, today... He's talking about Soto. Honestly, today was one of those days where he didn't hit the ball hard, but I thought his foundation, his lower half, was in a better position. And for me, that's a good sign. He's 0 for 4. He doesn't hit the ball hard, but his lower half's in a good position. So we're moving in the right direction here, right?
Yeah,
lower half!
I think Carlos Mendoza is running out of things to say and just saying things because he's being asked constantly about what's going on. And he's trying to protect his player, but he's also trying to manage the team.
Yeah, but this is a bridge too far. I'm sorry. He could say, yeah, he didn't have a good day. You know, that's what happened. Next question. I mean, we all saw it. It's not like he was privy to other information and we didn't. You can go deep into the mechanics if you want, but his lower half's in a better position? That's the most ridiculous excuse I've ever heard from a manager.
Yeah, I don't know if it's an excuse. I think he's looking for something that he can say positive about his player. There's not an excuse. Like, the excuse would be like, you know, he's got a bad wrist and he's not getting around.
All right.
This is more of a positive attribute of a player
grasping at straws spot.
Yes, 100%. When I heard that, and when you hear, and I'm sure Jerry will play it this morning, when you hear Carlos say that, you're like, well, come on, what are we doing?
I know.
Who are we talking to now? Yeah. Are we talking to his family? Are we talking to, because if you're talking to the fans, we're all just going to roll our eyes.
Yeah, I mean,
I think collectively, that's probably what we all did.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that he, a couple of minutes later, Mendoza was probably like, well, that was a silly thing to say. I mean, he knows it. He was around the Yankee fans. He's been around Mets fans. He definitely understands what the fans are thinking. So I don't know if this is, he's trying to give extra pats on the back or extra encouragement to him. But, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if you found out that there was something going on with him that was distracting him with a family situation or somebody sick or whatever it may be. Because, I mean, that's like the, you know, when you're around people and they're just different sometimes. I mean, that's what it feels. Now, I don't know him personally, but we watched him for a full year last year in a Yankee uniform all the way to the World Series, and I haven't seen a shell of that guy yet.
Hell, I wanted him 4 years ago.
I know you did.
When Jerry was bopping around here.
He was.
I wasn't planning on paying him, you know, $750 million in private jets and suites and everything else. And who knows what else he's getting?
I'd start taking away stuff now. That's what I would start doing.
Well, they're not going to do that. But here's
great, wouldn't it? It'd be like, listen, if you don't get this average above 280, that suite for your family, gone.
You know what? I was thinking about, so one of the players on the Yankees, you know, who kind of gets a little bit criticized, but is also appreciated because, you know, he's a homegrown guy and, you know, he's
Anthony Volpe?
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, Anthony Volpe is a great kid. It's the absolute type of guy you want on your team. He's not going to be, he may not be an all-star, but you know what? He's going to be solid. He's going to be out there, and he's maybe twice a week, he's going to give you a big hit somewhere along the line. He's going to hit a key home run. And, you know, I think he's driven 5 of the last 9 runs in for the Yankees.
A little bit of an offensive streak for him, positive
right.
one.
That's... But I mean, like, the criticism he receives, to me, is so ridiculous because he's not making nearly the amount of money that Juan Soto is making. Juan Soto was brought to the Mets and was brought to the Yankees as a mercenary. And he did his job for the Yankees. And now the Met fan is basically paying for everything he's already done. And now they want him to do it for them.
Yeah.
And that's why the criticism is so loud and so intense.
Yeah. And I also think the Volpe stuff, there is more context to that. So, you know, we had heard about from Brian Cashman and the Yankees and the farm system Volpe for a very, very long time. So it was like they had passed up on shortstops in free agency because Volpe was coming. There was also other times where you could trade for this guy, but it's going to cost you Anthony Volpe. And then people are like, well, this Volpe better come up here and be Derek Jeter 2.0 because all we hear about is that he's an untouchable in the farm system. So I think there was a little bit of that going on with Volpe. But yes, the expectations from Juan Soto, the largest that a New York Met has ever had on him.
I would
in the
say
history
any
of
the, athlete.
Yeah.
Maybe with the exception of maybe Mark Messier. Well, Aaron Rodgers had huge expectations.
I mean, I think LeBron James when he got drafted by the Cavs.
No, I'm talking about here in New York.
Oh, here in New York?
Expectations for players that, you know, were not homegrown players but came here later on.
Yeah, I mean, you nailed a couple of them. I mean, and Brunson didn't have the expectations, and he's exceeded them. But, yeah, Messier and Rodgers for sure. Piazza.
Gary Carter.
Was a big one, Gary Carter. I would
say Verlander, Rodgers, Scherzer, all in that same group.
I know the great Jason Giambi you could throw in there if you wanted to. He had a ton of pressure coming over on him. I mean, there's been a bunch of Yankee free agents that have come through that had a lot of pressure on them. But for the Mets, they've had guys. Trust me, they've definitely had guys. And Piazza,
mercenary piece of craps.
Mercenary piece of craps. But but Soto, by far, the highest expectations of anyone.
Oh, my God.
Because
yes.
of his age, because of what he's done in his career at that point. He's already won a World Series. And the fact that he's the salary, obviously, being the number one thing.
I mean, you basically paid him $750 million because of what he did for other teams.
Well, yeah. What you're projecting he'll do in your uniform,
I don't know, 15 years of it?
Yeah, listen, we all know. We all agree that the contract is exorbitant, but that's what you had to do to get him, and that's what Steve Cohen was trying to do, and he's trying to build a consistent winner so he can build his Metropolitan Park, and he thought that this guy at 26 years old was the person to do it, and he didn't care about the finances, and he's here. So
here we are. So it's essentially 50 games into his Mets career. All right? I mean, we're Is he in the Hall of Fame? How many All-Star berths will he get?
I don't know.
I mean, we're 50 games
I'm,
in.
I'm more a one at bat type of guy at a time, one game at a time type of guy. I just want to get him out there, string a couple good games together, and then we'll talk about, you know, All-Star berths at that point. But I just wanted to get on track for this season and then win this division and get back in first place over the Phillies. That's really what I'm looking for this year. I mean, the Phillies have come back and played amazingly well after scuffling early on. And that's frustrating. But the Mets are still where they are without really hitting a groove for a very long time. You know, early on in April, they had 2 6-game winning streaks. And now they're sort of been up and down.
It's been the very inconsistent May. And I go back to Brandon Tierney with all the different, all the different statistics he had at the beginning of May. And I was so hoping because at the beginning of May,
it did look like he was turning around.
He was going to turn it around.
Right, he absolutely did, and he said, you know, the whiff rates and the K right rates and the
92nd percentile average exit velo, 85% hard hit rate, 95% squared up rate, 92% chase rate, 95% walk rate, 84% K right rate.
Yeah, I mean, it was all there, right there on a platter.
That rate, those ratings.
Yeah, and it started to come to fruition early on.
It did,
but then it started to tail off. So I would like an update on that from BT today, if he's got it, all of those things, the barrel up rate. And you know what we need to do, because he brought it up yesterday, Mendoza, do we have a lower half rate? Do we have lower half position rate? Because that is something that might be climbing, that'll be an indicator of good things to come.
You know, it's amazing that you're bringing up lower half, because I saw a lower half that Phil Simms would be proud of yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
You want to say, let's tease this lower half thing. We'll do it right before Jerry. How's that sound?
That's fine.
All right, because I'm curious.
It was an amazing. I didn't realize
this is a man.
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't realize that this man had this type of lower half, but I should have known.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino to directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Jerry's got an update for us, but before the break, you said there was a man with a thick base, a thick lower half that would make Phil Sims, even Phil Sims, blush, who loves a football player with a thick lower base. And you were going to tell me who it was because you were impressed. So who is this man with this base?
You know, I was blown away by it. You know, yesterday I had a chance to play golf with Brian Riscona.
Yeah.
His buddy Scott, who got on a midnight plane to Italy tonight or yesterday or last night after our round of golf. And then CeeLo.
Yeah.
CeeLo is huge from the waist down.
You didn't realize it?
I didn't realize. He's got tree trunks for legs. His calves are bigger, I bet you, than Jerry's thighs. I know they're bigger than Al's thighs together.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
I mean, he's got ginormous calves. And yeah. I'll tell you what, and he can hit the golf ball.
He's a very good golfer. See, you've never played with him all these years.
I've never played with him, but you know, obviously, I think what makes him a good athlete, like remember he was playing shortstop for us at playing softball, is that lower half. Now it all, because I always think of CeeLo as our, you know, a younger kid, and he's no longer that. He's a man now.
Yeah.
But I could not believe the size of his calves.
Wow. Impressive. I mean, this is a man you've sat next to many, many times for many years, and you never knew he had that impressive thick lower base.
I don't think he's ever come in with shorts. I don't think.
He has.
Yes?
He has. Yeah.
I was just, you know, playing 18 holes with him yesterday. I just was amazed.
Very good to play golf with.
Yeah, yes. He's great to play with.
He's a good putter, by the way.
And I know that you don't necessarily love playing with lefties, and CeeLo is a lefty. Did he screw you up?
No.
Okay.
We kind of worked on a few things together, actually.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. Wow.
Good team, huh?
We just wiped Riscona and his buddy Scott out.
Oh,
wiped
man.
Him out.
The Knicks better win tonight, or Riscona's going to have a bad couple of days. He's going to the game tonight.
This is the game he asked you to go to?
Yeah, and he got wiped out by Boomer and CeeLo. The day before.
Yeah.
His buddy Scott got on a midnight plane to Italy after getting his ass kicked.
Yes.
What's wrong, honey?
5-3-1, 6-4-2-0.
I mean, see, for people who know what that means, that is a all-time epic whooping.
Usually doesn't happen like that very often.
No. Epic whooping.
I thought he got bumped from this.
No, he didn't get bumped.
CeeLo did.
CeeLo's.
And then, initially, right. Then someone.
Scott Clutterbuck, you know, basically, you know, said, I'm in, then I'm out, I'm in, I'm out.
CeeLo got back in.
So he got back in.
He got back in.
Celebrity athletes.
All right, Jerry, what's going on?
We are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I'll get back to the lower half and the baseball in a second. But
All right.
Do have the Knicks and Pacers tonight. The Knicks down 3-1. Here is Josh Hart, who knows what's at stake.
Obviously, our back's against the wall, but, you know, we're competitors, and we're going to bring it until the series is over.
He says, we will fight till the bitter end.
I've never known this team to quit. That's not the character of the guys that we have in the locker room.
Now, as for Indiana, they're up 3-1. Benedict Mathurin on Tuesday night says, we're getting closer.
The goal is pretty clear for us. You know, we want to win it. Everybody wants to win a championship, you know what I'm saying? But you have to be willing to do the right things, and I feel like tonight was a great step in the right direction.
So
when he goes tripping down the lane and guys are falling all over him and he's causing the foul, let's not call the foul on Josh Hart.
Yeah, and I'm not criticizing CBS Sports Network because they need to do this, but I am so tired of watching these sloppy highlights the last couple of days. I mean, it is so frustrating.
Yeah.
And every time I see it, I get angry again because it's
a lot of that's Josh Hart.
I know. It's just really, really bad. And unlike him, for sure.
Right. And they did a good job because I played the heart clips, which is why you're seeing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of Tuesday night, you will remember that I edited this a little bit to get to a point. This was Pat McAfee.
Ben Stiller is here! Let's send these sons of bitches back to New York with their ears ringing!
All right, so we heard that yesterday. We saw it the other night, obviously. So Stiller was on the Put Back podcast with who? Ian Begley, right? That's who it was. And here he was taken aback by McAfee a little bit.
I have to say, I was not familiar with his game. I did not know that was coming. Is he, I know, look, I'm a casual football fan. I know that he was like a, he was a field goal kicker.
Punter for the Colts.
Punter. He was a punter.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So, and then he got really popular on his show. Yeah. Was he also a wrestler?
So he doesn't know. And Eddie brings up a great point. Ben Stiller knows Tommy, but doesn't know Pat McAfee.
Well,
well, Ben Stiller's a New Yorker.
But Ben here
likes the station. He likes Tommy.
There's actually an explanation there, and it's all about the For You algorithm. So Ben Stiller's all into the Knicks, and Positive Tommy shows up in his For You algorithm. And he goes, this guy's positive. He's not negative. I'm going to follow him because I'm so into the Knicks.
Yeah.
Whereas Pat McAfee's not coming into his world because he's a casual football fan who played for the Colts and is from Pittsburgh.
Well, that's a wonderful explanation.
Yeah.
The bottom line is Ben Stiller knows Tommy and not Pat McAfee.
Yeah, true.
Here was one more. He says, no hard feelings with all that.
I get it. It was fun. You know, I felt like he was just trying to get the crowd riled up. It was, you know, a little bit out of the blue. But, you know, it's also like a little bit of like, are we really doing the narrative of like Hicks versus Knicks? You know, like the big wigs from New York. It's a little cartoonish.
Yes.
But then again, it goes with the WWE.
WWE is what
he's an actor. He should know what this is all about.
And yeah, he does. I think he was having fun with it for sure if you watch the clip. So that'll be tonight. Now, last night, this game was so awful.
Mm.
This was Breen and Richard Jefferson on ESPN as the Thunder just clobbered the T-Wolves.
Well, there's still a lot of time. Let me see. What can I ask you?
A lot of time for what?
So how did you get into the business?
I couldn't jump like these young guys anymore, so I thought it was time for a good job.
That's where we were. This game was over in the first. See, here you go, Al. This is one of those games, if you turned it on with 5 minutes left, you missed everything. The Thunder outscored the T-Wolves 26-9 in the first quarter, and it was 65-32 at the half. No game at all. Here was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He had 34 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists. The Thunder off to the NBA Finals. And he basically says he wanted no part of getting back on a plane.
I didn't want to go back to Minnesota, travel-wise. And then I wanted the fans to be able to enjoy the moment with us. I wanted them to be able to see it unfold in front of their eyes. I wanted them to be able to celebrate tonight in our building. Go home, get drunk, whatever they do.
Whatever they do.
So, yeah, so they move on. They now await the winner of the Knicks and the Pacers. Chet Holmgren did have 22. Next hour, we will hear from Julius Randle and Anthony Edwards. Randle played well. Edwards did not have much of a game last night. All right, we get to the baseball. I'll take it because the Yankees were late and there wasn't a whole lot of offense. You had the sack fly. So the old man, Paul Goldschmidt, doubles, basically legs out a double to lead off the game. Anthony Volpe, a sack fly. That was it. Yankees shut out the Angels 1-0. Clark Schmidt, 6 innings, 4 hit ball for the win, his second of the season. He says, yeah, we're having a blast. The Yankees have won 5 straight and 9 of 10.
It's a lot of fun. I think obviously we're playing really good baseball right now, and you know, the energy in the clubhouse, energy in the locker room is great, and you know, we're playing really good baseball, and it's definitely showing in
35-20, still 7 games up. The Rays did win yesterday. JC Ascara, he was with Susan. Fair to say he's enjoying his time.
Yeah, I got beat up a lot back there, but you know, I'll die on the field for my pitchers. So
don't die, you have to catch them.
I know, but whatever it takes to get the W for the New York Yankees.
Wow. Man, oh man. I will die on the field.
Meantime, Al took a softball to the shin.
I mean, you got to love that.
My goodness.
You got to love that kind of attitude.
Yeah. Well, he was the Uber driver and got his opportunity, and he's made the most of it, and he was on like Good Morning America because is the phone call that was recorded to him and his mom when he made the team. And yeah, he's given everything he's got.
Good
love
for him.
Love to see it.
Yep. Yankees are off tonight in L.A. against the Dodgers tomorrow. As for the White Sox and Mets, Chicago wins 9-4. White Sox got their 18th win of the season. Now 18-38, the former Yankee and Red Sox, Andrew Benintendi, 3-for-5, a single, a triple, a home run. He drove in 4. Not a good start for Griffin Canning. He gave up 5 runs in 3 innings. What was the issue?
I don't know. I mean, I'll go back and watch it. But, yeah, right now it just sucks. But try and move on and have a good week going into my next start.
In his next start, sure. Mark Vientos did a homer in the loss for the Mets. And then there's the topic of Juan Soto. Now, the night before Juan Soto, if you looked at the box score, didn't do much. But he also had that hit that wasn't a hit because of the whole Brandon Nimmo thing. Had a decent series against the Dodgers with some big hits. Yesterday, nothing. I mean, really nothing. Here was Carlos Mendoza, and this is what you guys were referencing.
You're going to see frustrations, especially when a competitor as he is. But honestly, today was one of those days where he didn't hit the ball hard. But I thought that his foundation, his lower half, was in a better position. You know, so that's, for me, that's a good sign.
Good boy.
Foundation. Look at that foundation when he grounds out here. I mean, what a foundation.
So I'm telling you, CeeLo has a foundation, too.
Yeah. Well, CeeLo got it done yesterday, though,
he
with
did.
His foundation,
yeah.
His big calves and everything else.
Yes.
There was a follow-up about the Soto shuffle, I guess.
You see him shuffle a couple of times on that walk. Is that incorrect?
Yeah, but he's not the shuffle, you know. I think he's just... Him in that bat, again, for me, his lower half was on a better place, even though he didn't hit the ball hard today.
So you think maybe he said it, was like, I shouldn't have said that. He said it again.
Yeah, you're right. I'm shocked he doubled down on it.
He doubled down on it. So perhaps he'll get going.
I still think when the weather turns warm and everything else, this guy's going to go off. I just have a feeling it's just that he's going through it right now just simply because of everything it took to get him here.
Mets are home for the Rockies this weekend, who did lose again.
Yeah.
They were swept by the Cubs.
They still have only at 9 wins?
I believe so, yeah. I think the Cubs just took 3 from them.
Cubs having a great year.
Yeah, well, not I don't think surprisingly, but yes. Yeah. Phillies, Braves postponed. They will play 2 today. On Tuesday, you had this happen with Spencer Strider on the mound. Remember I talked about Bryce Harper getting hit yesterday
yes.
and leaving the game? So this was on TNT.
When I think of power pitching, I think of big legs, and he certainly got that as Harper gets hit on the arm. That was a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and Harper is in some pain.
All right, so now you've got the whole conversation about now what do the Phillies do. Here was Ruben Amaro Tuesday night at NBC Sports Philly.
Someone will pay for that, I got to believe. There's a lot of baseball to play against the Atlanta Braves, and I will tell you that somebody on that mound will do the job by retaliating. I'm not sure when. They have plenty of time to do it. But it certainly should happen.
All right, so I play all this because our old pal Spike gets involved.
Oh does yeah. he? Spike Eskin, our former program director, yeah. The skinny vegan hipster C-word.
Yes, right. So Spike on WIP, he's had enough of this narrative.
Could everybody, like, put away the tough guy act for 10 seconds? I have been dealing now with, what, how many hours has this been? 16 hours yeah. of, we're yes. gonna hit him! We gotta hit somebody. Like, right. and then what, guys?
That's
like,
right.
and then what?
That's
could,
right.
Can everyone grow up?
It's baseball, Spike. Come on, man.
So that's what's going on in Philly.
You gotta
I'm not screwing around.
you gotta protect your best players.
Yeah, understand.
Part of it.
So.
And Ruben Amaro has been around baseball. He knows what's going on.
I would say so.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So they got 2 games today to see if they do something. If not, maybe something.
Well, they may do something today, but let's say they don't do anything today. And let's say they wait until, I don't know, whenever they play again in late June or early July or whatever. Then they hit somebody then.
Yeah, well, because you could see them maybe issuing warnings today before they even start. This is the problem when the pitcher doesn't hit.
I know.
Because if the pitcher, if for instance, Spencer Strider had a hit after that, you go right after him. Oh, you want to hit my guy? We'll hit you.
Remember a few years back, this was a huge thing with the Mets. They got hit more than any other
yes,
team. They never retaliated,
sure.
and it was like a part of their identity.
Yeah.
They just got pushed around by everybody. So, I mean, I do think those things exist. I mean, it does get silly at times, but you don't want to be known as the team that just gets pushed around.
Dude, this is Bryce Harper. You're bringing it up high and tight. You're hitting him in an elbow. How many games is he going to miss?
I don't know, but x-rays were negative.
They were, okay. So maybe he'll be back in the lineup. I don't know. This is just a way it goes. Come on, guys. Wake up.
Wake up. All right, OTA is underway around the NFL near to us, the Giants. Here's Brian Daboll on his new starting quarterback, Russell Wilson, and what he sees early on.
There's a reason why he's had the career that he's had. When you look at his work ethic, his commitment to being the best version of himself that he can be.
And leading this team, which is something Bobby Okereke Casey.
I mean, I can't say enough about Russ and even Jameis, the presence they are in this locker room, the leadership they bring, the maturity they bring, just the vets that they are, and, you know, the respect they have in this league. I think Russ is one of five quarterbacks to win a Super Bowl and have 10 Pro Bowls, so there's a certain aura he's got about him, but... we're all very
every
excited.
Time I, I guarantee you Russell Wilson told Bobby Okereke that. He didn't look it up. He didn't look that up. He's like, listen, I'm one of the, you know, handful of quarterbacks who won a Super Bowl and went to 10 Pro Bowls.
Do you think he educated his teammates?
Yes.
Bobby Okereke knows who Russell Wilson is.
I know,
is.
But that's a very specific stat. That's a very specific
I agree.
Stat.
I agree
yeah,
with
but
you.
if you look up his, I'm sure his Wikipedia page or something like that, I'm sure it's right in there.
But he's not doing that. Yeah, Bobby Okereke is not Wikipediaing his quarterback.
I'm sure that the Giants have some sort of promotional, marketing, history on him or something.
Listen, Russell Wilson showed up and he had a pamphlet. He handed it out. He had bullet points on everything he's done. Just so you know who I am, everybody take a look when you get a chance.
I will say I wasn't a big fan of the way it went down in Denver, especially when it first, because it felt like a Juan Soto signing in Denver.
Yeah, indeed.
Where they, you know, gave him everything that he wanted and Nate Hackett couldn't control it. But now, since he's moved on to Pittsburgh and here at the Giants, I think he's been fine.
Next hour, I'll have a whole bunch of Caleb Williams for you. He did meet the media yesterday in Chicago. Remember the whole thing with the book, so I'll get to all of that. You also had, in New England, Mike Vrabel had to talk about the Steph Diggs video.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up next.
All right, so this is a good lead into that. You've got Steph Diggs. Who's he with again?
Cardi B.
Yeah. So I guess she was on the boat, too.
She was.
But there's the video of him, they say flirt. He's talking to five women in bikinis. All right, fair enough. And then there's some other stuff that's going on. But he wasn't at OTAs, and this video comes out. So here is the new head coach of the Patriots, Mike Vrabel.
Well, it's something that we're aware of, and obviously we want to make great decisions on and off the field. And we're hoping that with our time here on the field today, and that when we don't have a script and we're on the call-up periods, that we're making great decisions. And so the message will be the same for all our players, that we're trying to make great decisions, and any conversations that I've had with Stefan will remain between him and I and the club.
And Stefan's going to say, listen, I'm on a boat with 15 girls in bikinis. That is a great decision.
That's exactly
what are you
right.
talking about?
Along with Caleb Williams next hour, I will tell you that there is someone that's taking shots at Wally.
Uh-oh.
So I'll have that next hour. This one caught me by surprise, too. So we'll have that next hour as well.
We were the only people that cared about
it. So did I. We've got another Chris Russo-ism next hour, and we had the Panthers beat the Hurricanes 5-3 and Game 5, so they move on to the Stanley Cup Finals.
That's after the Hurricanes took a 2-0 lead last night.
Yes, they scored three goals in the second, then tied it, and then it was whatever. You got the go-ahead goal from Carter Verhaeghe. And then tonight you got Game 5 Oilers Stars in Dallas with Edmonton looking for the closeout.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So this Steph Diggs video is everywhere. He is on a yacht where Cardi B, his current girlfriend, is somewhere else. She's not in the video. He's standing around four other bikini-clad women, and he's talking to them. And he's also got a bag filled with some sort of pink powder that you could hear him say, take this, go somewhere and do it, have fun, and then come back to me. So I'm like, huh? So I've been doing some internet research.
All right, hold on for a second. So somebody is obviously videotaping this.
Yeah, yeah.
Without his knowledge?
I mean, I don't know how. I mean, he might have been out of his mind and not noticed it, but this is like up close with a phone. They're right there. I mean, right there. He's not wearing a microphone or anything, and you can hear everything he's saying. So that's how close the guy was. So I don't know how he didn't notice, but or maybe he didn't care. I have no idea.
Steph there for about 5 years was one of the best wide receivers in football. There's no question about that. But here's the thing about the Patriots I would worry about is that, you know, he's in a different world now. If he's dating Cardi B, he's in that other world of celebrity.
Sure.
And, you know, that is a huge... It's got to be a huge distraction.
Yeah,
it has to be.
So I'm thinking, like, well, what is this purple pink substance that he is giving these girls, right? So, in just doing some internet research and asking some people in the know, potentially, there's, I guess, a new designer drug that is a combination of like MDMA, which is in ecstasy, and ketamine, and sometimes cocaine, and the other two of those, and they call it Tusi. And they put pink food dye in it to distinguish it from regular cocaine or whatever else, because it's a mix of stuff.
RFK's not going to appreciate that dye.
So, right, yeah, the dye is the issue there. Yeah. But no, but so this is what deducing things and what's going on in the world that very well could be. I don't think it's fun dip, I'll tell you that much.
Could be a Tusi party.
Could be a Tusi party. Could be a little Tusi.
And, wow. All right, so, but Cardi B was there, though? Or
she was on the yacht somewhere, but she's not in this video.
Yeah, I mean, the yacht's probably pretty big.
But there's...
Where was the yacht?
I'm not sure.
Was it in Monaco?
I don't know.
I'm thinking Miami.
Probably Miami.
Let's, yeah.
Steph Diggs boat video. Let's see if you really want to know. Holiday weekend, whole thing, something we're aware of. I'm not sure. Doesn't really say here. Does not say where the boat was. Maybe Miami. Let's just say Miami.
Tusi. So that's the new thing now, Tusi.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Patrick in the Bronx. Patrick, what's happening?
Yes, sir. How you doing today, gentlemen?
All right. What's going on there, Patrick?
Yeah, so I was just heard you guys talking about that pink substance. I actually ran into it this weekend in the Jersey Shore. Some kid, he was telling me it's big down in South Florida. Yeah, it's called Tusi. It's a mix of these three crazy drugs. It's ketamine, LSD, and Molly. And I guess people just, you know, do it when they go out and party and, you know, have a crazy time. And, you know, the fact that Stephon Diggs is now doing it, you know, kind of crazy.
Well, we don't know if he's doing it or not.
It looks like it. Like if he was in Miami, now I want to find out, because this is the second time that I've heard that it's like a Miami, South Florida thing. But if he's got a bag of it in his hands and he's handing to somebody and saying, go do this, have a good time, and then come back in a little bit, that means he's probably experienced it.
I would think if he had it, I would think that if the NFL sees this video, they're going to have to do some sort of investigation. I would think that the Patriots would do some sort of... I'm not saying that these things don't go on, but when is this the, like on a video? This is on videotape.
Now, he's not doing it on videotape. He has it, and he's handing it to somebody
isn't
else.
Isn't that distribution?
It doesn't look good, bottom line. But what I want to know is the street drug test thing. I remember talking to players back in the day, and it was like once a year they'd get tested for street drugs, and it was... Once you got done with that, you never got tested
free
again.
Free and clear, yeah.
So I don't know when that is.
I guess, you know, we should probably have our resident expert check into this.
Who's our resident expert?
Isn't it like Tommy Lugauer? Our
resident
that
was a long time ago, man.
But he's our expert, right, Al?
He certainly was. I don't know about.
I mean, we wanted to know what the Molly felt like or something. We went right to him.
He's not. But that was. I mean, that was many years ago where he was a club kid. I mean, now he's positive Tommy with the Knicks. I'm sure now that Ben Stiller's following him, he's part of an afternoon drive program. He's not just a tape op with a bad haircut out there. I mean, doing drugs on the weekends. I don't know if it's like you want to drag him back into this.
Right. Okay. He's married now. Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, well, I did your 2C research for you. You seem to be ignoring all my 2C research. And then the caller said the same thing I said about 2C. No one wants to believe me. Do I not look like a 2C guy?
I wanted to ask the caller.
Do I not look like a 2C guy?
I obviously don't look like a 2C guy. Yeah, I know, guy. But what I wanted to ask the caller is whether or not he partook in it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure there's somebody listening who has. If it's made its way up now to the Jersey Shore, then it's going to be everywhere else. It's probably out in Montauk now.
Great.
Yeah, just another thing, right? Just another
walking set of zombies that we got to deal with, Al. Especially for you down in the Jersey Shore.
Oh, yeah. Everything's weed. Now we're going to have 2C.
2C's everywhere.
Gummies.
I would think better 2C than the weed because the weed stinks.
Yeah, I don't have to smell your 2C.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like you're going to get more zombies with the 2C because the 2C's got all sorts of mind-bending concoctions, whereas the weed is just the weed. But true.
I mean, that is not a good look for Stephon Diggs. I'm sorry.
Now, this is speculation, but educated guess speculation.
Yeah, but if it's on a video like this.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, he's always been a questionable type of guy because I remember, so this, the first time I ever was like, man, Steph Diggs, there's something maybe a little off there, was when he was in Minnesota, right? Yeah. And he was playing his ass off. And I'll never forget this. It was a video of a Minnesota Vikings player doing a thing for the Vikings website where he was walking around asking all his teammates, who's the last person in the locker room that you would let your daughter date? And every single one, Steph Diggs, Steph Diggs, Steph Diggs, Steph Diggs. And at that point, I thought he was like, oh, this is a great little player out of Maryland, you know? I didn't think anything of it. Everybody's Steph Diggs. I'm like, wow, okay. And then, of course, he ends up having some issues with Kirk Cousins and then has some issues, well, not with Kirk Cousins, with Josh Allen. And then he gets out of there, and now he's 2C in, and he's got Cardi B. He's like, he had the fork in the road of the Larry Fitzgerald or the Antonio Brown, and he's kind of going a little AB. Kind of going a little skew with the AD.
Yeah, well, what happened if, like, one of those girls ended up taking the thing that he handed them and something happened to him?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, that's the worst-case scenario. Yeah.
The whole thing about just the whole look of it, just, I don't know, I haven't seen it. I don't know what it looks like, but, man.
Yeah.
That's going to put him under a microscope for sure.
Yeah, not good. Not a good situation.
I mean, that could be... I mean, I don't see the Patriots putting up with any of this nonsense. They're trying to, you know, turn their franchise around, and they hire a serious coach. They got this young quarterback. They needed a wide receiver. Are they going to put up with this?
Especially at this point in his career. I mean, to me, you're squeezing out the very last of drop of Steph Diggs' career. This is not him in his prime any longer.
And I'm also telling you, his life has taken a major turn if he's going to go into that world of music and entertainment and celebrity. I mean, that's a big deal. I mean, that's a big distraction for a football player. And I know a lot of players are in that world. I mean, look at Russell Wilson.
Yeah. Yeah, Russell Wilson, the opposite of a 2C guy. Russell Wilson.
100%.
Straight up. He's not doing anything. I mean, that guy has a glass of wine, I'd be surprised. He is focusing on the last few years of his career and playing well. I'll give him that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.